Celebrity snitch, Huggy Lowdown. Huggy!
What's the deal, Pickles? Is everything kosher?
Yeah, Huggy, everything's kosher from the AC.
Come join us.
Huggy Lowdown.
Civil Wilkes.
Happy Friday, Hug.
And J. Anthony Brown.
Happy Tom Joyner Day, Huggy.
The TJMS has taken over AC.
Yes, sir.
Like a scene from Boardwalk Empire. Sybil, you make sure you hold Nucky and Chalky White down, all right? That's our new name today, Nucky and Chalky White.
Nucky.
So today is Tom Joyner Day.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And Atlantic City isn't the only one celebrating Tom Joyner Day.
No?
Oklahoma City is celebrating it as well. Now, I don't know if y'all seen the game last night. I don't know what the hell happened to Hurry and the Hendersons yesterday. But Tim Duncan and the Spurs lost their mojo against the Thunder. After being down two games, Oklahoma City Thunder got their swagger back, got rid of that gout, and brought out the Thunderfoot. They put foot to ass yesterday.
Yes, they did.
And then the Spurs winning streak. Tom Super J, the last time I seen a turnaround in a sporting event like this is when I was watching Bootney Farnsworth beat 40th Street Black and Let's Do It Again.
That's funny.
Now, either Tom and Jay snuck inside an OKC locker room last night and hypnotized them, or somebody wrote Tom a check.
That's right.
The Tom Super J yesterday was a home-going celebration like no other. Washington, D.C.'s final farewell to the Godfather Go-Go was amazing.
Mm.
And who's who of Washington was in attendance to celebrate the life of D.C.'s own Chuck Brown. It was tearful, cheerful, spiritual, and comical. It was a home-going slash church, motivational speaking slash politicking slash go-going slash fellowshipping. Donnie Simpson was the MC, and Donnie came out the gate go-going. He even had Mad Gray trying to keep up with the beat. And I knew it was his first go-go. You should have seen the way he was trying to snap his finger. Everybody was like, on beat, Negro, on beat. And everybody from Kindred to Family Soul to Ty Tribbett to Lettucey, who filled everybody's eyes with tears with her beautiful voice. Tom, when Mayor for Life Marion Barry stepped in the building, the crowd started chanting, Barry, Barry,
really?
Barry,
oh,
like he was about to go in a boxing ring. Marion Barry hit the stage and said, he called himself, said, I am the Mayor for Life. And that's when he commenced to preach. He said Chuck was a friend, and not just like some of these friends, you know, like when they're going through thick and thin. But when things get thick, that's when they get thin. Tom, me, and Chris Paul hit the stage, and Chris Paul told the thousands of Chuck Brown fans, this is a day we would never thought would happen. A Chuck Brown function with no cover charge. Ain't that some funny thing? I told the Browns that it was only three places that was big enough to accommodate the tens of thousands of people for Chuck's homegoing celebration. The Washington Convention Center, the Verizon Center where the Wizards play, and Donnie Simpson House. And Donnie Show wasn't letting all them Negroes come over his crib. You get three blacks and a white t-shirt that people call the police. Chuck was also a matchmaker. Y'all didn't know that.
Really?
Yeah, before matchmaker.com, Sybil, or eHarmony, or even Facebook, people would hook up with old high school classmates at a Chuck Brown function.
Oh.
And populate. Yep, many of men and women met their husbands, wives, baby mothers, and fathers, or had a one-night stand because of going to a Chuck Brown go-go. Where do you think the term Chuck Baby come from?
Okay.
Yeah, thanks, Chuck. And let me tell you what Mike Epps said. Mike Epps said he was with Chuck Brown at one of the Chuck Brown functions and smoking one of them, you know, medicinal cigarettes.
Mm-hmm.
And Chuck Brown said, yeah, Mike, put that out. But before you put it out, let me get a little hit. Oh, they said Chuck Brown was like, Mike, where you get this from? He said, He said, I don't. He said, where can we get some more of this? He said, I don't know. Let me ask Mary Barrett.
Oh,
Mitt Romney, you are the Bama of the week.
You said it.
Only in America.
Mercia.
Mercia. Happy time joining today.
All right.
Rest in peace, Chuck.